Welcome to Alabama AgCast, a weekly conversation about news and issues affecting Alabama farmers and forest landowners. Alabama AgCast is produced by the Alabama Farmers Federation.
Before we dive in today's episode, I'd like to take a moment and ask a favor. If you like what we do here for Alabama Agriculture, please take a moment and rate this podcast or leave a review. We also ask you to tell a friend about the Alabama AgCast so we can continue to tell the story of agriculture together. The AFVGA, or Alabama Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association's annual conference and trade show, brought almost 300 specialty crop farmers and industry leaders to Gulf Shores last month. Our own Maggie Edwards was on site to get different perspectives from this anticipated event. She caught up with Craig Goolsby of Silver Hill Satsuma in Baldwin County for his thoughts on the conference.
Today I have Craig Goolsby with Silver Hill Satsuma, and he has been coming to the AFVGA conference for a while now. So Craig, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell our listeners a little bit about you and your operation.
Thank you. I'm Craig Goolsby. I live in Baldwin County. Our farm is Silver Hill Satsumas. The only thing that we do is Satsumas, the only thing we grow. And we've been doing it. We planted our first trees in 2011, and we've got roughly 500 trees. And we operate with a couple other growers in Baldwin County in a co-op.
So Craig, tell us a little bit about your journey in AFVGA, which is short for Alabama Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association, but that's a mouthful. So AFVGA for short. Tell us about your experience in the association. Maybe when you joined, how long you've been coming to these conferences, and what your experience has been like.
Well, first, I'm not a traditional farmer. I'm a second career farmer. So the conference and the organization allows me to interface with folks who've got a lot more experience in being in agriculture than I do. It lets me know kind of that we're not alone. And so it provides some guidance in that direction.
So how many years do you think you've probably been coming to this conference?
Very shortly after we planted, we attended a conference in Auburn. That was probably 2013 or 14. And then we've picked back up and been coming since it's been down here on the Gulf.
So talking about Satsumas, tell our listeners a little bit about that crop, when its prime season is. I know it comes kind of in around December, if I'm correct. Tell a little bit about that, and the process of that fruit.
Well, a Satsuma is a citrus. It's a mandarin, generally seedless, easy to peel. Historically, it was called the Christmas fruit, just like you indicated. It comes off prime ripeness in the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas. So November, December, we're in full force of harvesting.
So when we're talking, AFVGA conference, or a conference that, you have producers that are pecan farmers, you have people that grow strawberries, you have people like yourself. What is it that just makes the networking opportunity so important? Why should someone come to this conference?
Unlike maybe some of the other areas of agriculture, somebody that deals with fruit and vegetables is not only a grower, they're largely a marketer. They're a marketer of their own product. If you're growing beef, you take it to the livestock show or livestock auction. Same thing with corn. You just take it to the local people and they buy it. That is not the thing that happens with fruits and vegetables. And so you will come to a conference like this and you deal with people who may very well have a store that they sell their product out of. They're looking for product. We've got product. So again, it provides the interface between a producer and folks who are both producers and who are marketers.
And our specialty crop farmers, they are very special for sure. And I've gotten to meet several of our producers, coming to AFVGA's conference and just getting to know how many different areas there are of specialty crop. Like I mentioned, we have people in all sorts of areas here. And yesterday, farmers were able to stop in on some open house farm tours, traveling down 65 to get to Gulf Shores. And one of those stops was Wild Fork Blueberries in Brewton, Alabama. And I know you were there working that stop. So tell a little bit about that farm and kind of what the experience was like yesterday.
Well, I went there primarily, again, looking at the idea of the packing house. And that's the commonality between so many of these fruits and vegetables, is our product, once it comes out of the ground or picked off the tree, has got to be processed and went up there and saw Brian's operation and picked things up, hopefully, that I'll take with me when we open up our packing house again next November. So again, it's commonality and it's having similar interests.
Right, and the second stop that they were able to make was at the Gulf Coast Research and Extension Center in Fairhope, and there were lots of equipment demos. You had some hand tools from Johnny Seed, and you had Capital Tractor out there. You had some drones. What was it like? I saw you out there. I saw your Capital Tractor, but what did you see? What was the experience like for a producer out there?
Well, interestingly enough, we just purchased from Capital Tractor in Mobile a machine called a Limb Shark. And it's designed to help us hedge and to cut the tops off of our Satsuma trees. So again, it's somebody that we do business with supporting this particular organization.
Another part of this conference, you know, we have the Open House Farm Tours, some educational sessions. Let's hit on those a little bit. What were some of the ones that you had the opportunity to visit with this morning, those educational sessions, and what stood out to you?
One of the particular ones has to do, you know, citrus is sensitive to cold, and obviously 2 years ago we had a pretty serious freeze. One of the breakout sessions dealt with applying a chemical, a silicone, not the silicone we're familiar with, in either a foliar or a fertilizer kind of application to make the Satsuma trees, citrus trees, more cold hardy. So that's something that obviously interests us in that. Because if we can prevent our trees from freezing, we'll have a crop the following year.
Absolutely. And one thing that makes this conference so great is that there are so many ways to learn. And I know there's small fruit, there's the session for orchards, and there's the session for farm management and marketing. So there's lots of options to choose from. Pivoting from that, we also have the big trade show. That's a big deal every year. Looks like it grew a little bit this year. What is that experience like? And why is it important to have vendors come in and talk to farmers, like, in person?
They're experts. They're folks who have products that can benefit the grower. Again, had a conversation with one of the displayers this morning. It had to do with horticultural oil, and some of their oil is actually being able to be applied over 95 degrees. Again, we're in the South. We're in South Alabama. It gets hot. And so if I'm not able to apply my oil above 80, 90 degrees, then I've got to find another solution. But if they're able to allow me to spray it when it's 95 degrees outside, guess what? I've now got a product that'll carry me through the summer. So again, it's dealing with people that know their product and a product that can help us do a better job.
And we are so thankful for those experts and vendors that come out, and also just the folks that sponsor the conference, so that producers can come and learn. But to wrap things up, Craig, just, you know, in your own words, just tell people, you know, the benefit of AFBGA conference.
Not being alone. That's the central part of it. Somebody that's just talking with Jimmy Ferguson, who grows blueberries. And our product is not the same, but our process is the same. And how to get to where we're going is the same. So again, it's providing a little bit of support, especially in my situation, not being a traditional farmer, second career. So there's trying to make unknown things more comfortable.
Absolutely. You know, Farming Feeds Alabama across the board, from Satsumas to beef cattle, and you're not alone for sure. So thank you, Craig, for what you do, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I am Andrew Harp. I am a lender in the Montgomery branch with Alabama Ag Credit. I'd like to talk about building on your own land and how that works with us. Recently, I had a customer that bought land a couple years ago call and ask who I would recommend to help finance his new construction on his farm. Well, that's me. We can do that. A lot of people may think that we're limited to land purchases or equipment, but we also do home construction. Barn dominiums are also a really popular thing. We're seeing those built on small tracts and large tracts alike. Not only can we do construction, we can do the permanent financing. So after construction, we can finance the home for up to 30 years. You may be looking at a property that already has a home. We can finance that too. And people are more interested today in that rural lifestyle. So they may have a property that's outside of town and has a home on it, and it allows them to enjoy the rural life, but still be close enough to town if they have to drive in for work. To find your local lender, visit us at alabamaagcredit.com or call 334-270-8687.
Next, we hear from Dylan Teal of Bijou Seeds, who was one of the sponsors of the event.
We have Dylan Teal with us as a special guest. He is from Bijou Seeds, and Bijou is actually sponsoring this year's trade show. They sponsored last year's trade show, and we are just so grateful for their support and for what they do for this association. So, Dylan, talk a little bit about Bijou Seeds and what it's like to be the trade show sponsor for this year's conference.
Yeah, so Bijou Seeds, we're a fruit and vegetable seed production company. So we're worldwide. We produce countless fruits and vegetable varieties. And once we do all the breeding work and looking at the genetics and trying to figure out what the market needs and what we need to work towards, then we take that seed and we clean it up and we get the parent lines to where we want, and we produce hybrids, and we do have some OP varieties. But and then we bring that to the market and introduce it to growers and try and create a demand for our varieties. And so that's just a little bit of what Bijou does, but we do a whole bunch of research and breeding and genetics, and I mean, we're pretty much A to Z. But being at this trade show is really great for us. I'm originally from Alabama, so I love coming back and I love getting to see the growers here. And we do a lot of trade shows, but this is by far one of our favorites because it's really down home. It's a lot of really good grower contacts, and even all the breakout sessions and all the meetings that they do inside this show is just, I mean, I can't say enough about it. Blake does an excellent job with the show every year.
Absolutely. Blake has done a tremendous job in just getting a lot of people to come. We have almost 280 attendees this year, which is great. And for those that don't know, Blake Baxton is the executive director of the Alabama Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association. We like to shorten that to AFVGA because it gets long. Blake is a commodity director for the Alabama Farmers Federation. He has greenhouse nursery sod, bambi and honey, and then also fruit, vegetables, and specialty crops. So that is Blake Saxton, and he is, he's responsible for getting you guys here, you as Bijou Seeds here to sponsor the trade show. But what, you know, Blake mentioned was, hey, Dylan actually received the AFVGA scholarship in 2019, I think is what you told
yes.
me, Dylan.
Yes.
And so AFVGA has a scholarship, and they give that out every year to a student at Auburn University, kind of going into a specialty crop field, maybe horticulture or something along those lines. So Dylan, tell a little bit about your background, you, your high school, your college, and then receiving the scholarship.
Yeah, so I have a little bit of a mixed background than most kids in agriculture. So I grew up to parents that had nothing to do with agriculture. And throughout high school, I worked at the Chilton Research and Extension Center in Clanton. And, you know, working there for Jim Pitts just really got me involved in agriculture and asked him one day, hey, how can I do what you do? I want to be in agriculture. He said, well, go to Auburn. And I thought, well, I'm not doing too hot in school right now, so how do I do that? He said, well, do better in school. And so I picked my grades up and ended up attending Auburn. And in 2019, they told me that I had received the AFVGA scholarship, and which was real nice because at the time it was in Clanton at Jeff State, the meeting was. And so I got to go home and get in front of all the farmers who I'd worked for growing up and get an award. And that was just real nice, and it really helped me out through school, and ended up graduating Auburn and going to work for a chemical company, Winfield United, covering Delaware to South Carolina for them, and then took over a farm in Vidalia as the agronomist and worked there for a couple of years and came on with Bijou Seeds.
So I was going to ask, you know, what was your journey getting to Bijou Seeds? Are you still in Alabama or are you stationed somewhere else and just traveled? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I live in Vidalia, Georgia, and I cover Georgia, Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana. But yeah, so I moved over to Vidalia to be the agronomist for the onion farm that I was managing, and that was nice, and just kind of stayed around there because Bijia is real big in the Vidalia onions. We do a lot of the production of the seed that's used over there. So yeah, just kind of stayed there, and maybe we'll get back to Alabama one day, but we're right there for now, and it's a nice little place.
Absolutely, and it's close enough to Alabama, and what I love is that you're here in Alabama, and you're here helping Alabama farmers, and so we really appreciate that. One thing that Blake really wanted us to touch on was talking a little bit more in depth about the company, what Bijia Seeds is. I know you talked about it a little bit at the beginning of our conversation. Go a little bit more in depth and really hit on the breeding process. He wanted us to hit that because some of our listeners maybe aren't familiar with that. I personally am not either. So explain it a little bit.
Yeah, so it's really interesting what we do. We use all natural breeding processes, so we don't do any GMOs or anything like that. But what we do is we'll go to the farmers and we'll say, hey, you're growing tomatoes. What are you looking for in a tomato variety? What's your perfect tomato variety? And then we'll actually do trials in the field with them, and we'll get our breeder to make certain selections from what we're seeing in trials. And so we select for the most part, in the region that we're trying to target with our crops. And so I'll touch mainly on tomatoes because that's one of the bigger commodities that we handle in Alabama. But we'll take those parent lines and we'll say, man, that parent line has really good flavor and this parent line has really good yields. And then the breeder will take those two parent lines and make a cross, and then they'll segregate that cross and try and get it down, and then that's where they'll make the hybrid. And so they'll figure out, you know, exactly what they want, exactly what they need, and our breeder will just keep trialing over and over until we have the hybrid that we would like to have. And so it's really big for us that we help the farmer and that we go out there and boots on the ground and just get in front of them, and we ask them, you know, what is it that you need? How can we help you? Because that's what we're here for.
Absolutely. And I think that is even paying dividends here at the expo. You know, you're having boots on the ground. I mean, I know you're not on the farm right now, but you're face to face with our farmers, talking about your company, as are the 30 plus other exhibitors that we have. And you know, we're thankful that you guys are sponsoring the trade show. So talk about what that's been like. I know we've been here one day. They've had several hours devoted to trade show. Talk about some of the conversations maybe you've had. Are they some of your growers maybe? Just kind of go in detail.
Yeah, so we've got a couple growers here, and most of the growers, whether they're in, you know, what we grow or whether they're growing another company's variety, thankfully growing up around a lot of them. I know a bunch of them, so it's really just it's a great family reunion for me. But we talk about, you know, what varieties are out there, what the newest varieties are, what the competition is growing, what we're producing, what diseases are entering the market, and the challenges that each grower is having, which is really good for us being here because sometimes we don't understand all the challenges that a grower is having. And bringing everybody together at this show really helps the industry and the growers understand what's happening. Because, I mean, there could be, on our side, it helps the grower because there can be seed shortages or certain things affecting the climates where we produce our seeds that can cause shortages. Or there can be issues on the grower side that we're not seeing. And so it's kind of a dance between the two of us figuring out what the other needs and how we can facilitate each other.
Absolutely. And I know coming to these things are important for y'all.
Yes.
And so we certainly appreciate you guys coming. We appreciate all of our vendors for coming. We appreciate our farmers for coming to attend this. I know we do this conference to help farmers learn and grow and network with other producers. So just want to say thank you so much. And you know, before we wrap up, just want to ask if you have anything else to add about, you know, Bijia or the trade show or just the conference in general.
No, just thank you for having me, and we're glad to be here. And as long as we're around, we'll keep coming here. We love it.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for Alabama AgCast. For more information about today's conversation, check out the show notes or visit alphafarmers.org/AgCast. Be sure to follow Alabama Farmers Federation on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Tune in next week for another timely conversation from Alabama AgCast.